Hi there, Deborah.
Yes.
Hi, Deborah. My name is Lupe. I'm speaking on a recorded line for the Roundup lawsuit, the herbicide spray. Did you already get some help with that?
No.
Was it you that was affected?
I take that back. Last year, I think it was last year, or 2023, one of the years, I did talk to another lawyer.
Okay.
And then they disappeared.
When you say that, did you like sign anything electronically or through mail?
No.
So you never really got fully represented then, correct?
Correct.
Okay, no worries. Well, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
All right,
but,
no worries.
You know, I don't have receipts.
That's okay. That's
where we bought the Roundup on Home Depot.
I get you.
But I don't have every receipt.
And let me tell you something right there on that. That is one of the part of the intake questions that is asked, and that doesn't necessarily DQ you. I mean, there's plenty of people that I speak with that have claims, and they all say no to that. I mean, me, myself, I don't keep receipts. So, I mean,
no.
You know, that's pretty common. So, yeah, that shouldn't really affect anything. No worries. But what were you diagnosed with after being infected to the Roundup? Any, like, leukemia or lymphoma?
Lymphoma B-cell in my tear duct, which is very, very rare.
I'm sorry.
And normally when you have lymphoma in your tear duct, then you've got it elsewhere. Well, I did not.
Okay.
And so they put me in a medical book because it is that rare.
Okay. And let me tell you something about that. Did they ever confirm it as non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
They never said the word non-Hodgkin's.
Okay.
I know of, but it was lymphoma small B cell.
Oh, small B cell. Okay, because that is because we have a subtype chart here, and B cell is one of them, but they have a lot of B cells. You said small B cell, right? Because there is a lot. Bear with me here. Because they have, let me see here, because I remember seeing a small B cell, splenic B cell. I do see a diffuse large B cell, but you said it was small. Let me see.
Let me log on to my medical thing and
yeah,
see.
Please. That would be really helpful. Forgot the name of the lymphoma. And while you look at that, what year was that diagnosed?
That was diagnosed. It was diagnosed when they removed it.
Because
They thought I had stones in the tear duct.
Okay.
And I had been complaining of eye cloudiness and since January of 22. And they finally took it out in November of 2022.
Okay.
That's when they realized that it was cancerous.
Oh. Well, at least they took it out, right? Is that what you're...
Correct.
Thank God. I'm assuming they found it early, right? Is that the reason they could figure it out? Yeah.
Yes.
So glad to hear that.
And there
that.
Was no chemo. There was no radiation. It didn't come back.
That's so good to hear.
Yes.
So basically, you were in remission right away because they took it out, basically. I mean, you were,
He got it good.
That's so good.
And I could tell because it was kind of painful as it was healing for a good year.
For a good year?
Yeah. Let's see. February 2022, November, pathology. Oh, here it is. Dr. Yin of Baylor includes MALT lymphoma with plasmacytic differentiation. Versus lymphoplasmacytic lymphoma. The MALT lymphoma is favored. And it's small B cell lymphoma with marked, small B lymphoma.
I do see one here that says small B cell lymphoma, but it says, before it, it says splenic. It's spelled S-P-L-E-N-I-C. It's called splenic diffuse red pulp small B B-cell lymphoma. And then there's another one, splenic marginal zone B-cell lymphoma. But the one with the small B-cell is the one that I said earlier, but you said no to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see.
It's small B-cell lymphoma with marked plasma cytic differentiation. Atypical.
Bear with me here.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I'm trying to look through the list here, but I'm not. Small B-cell lymphoma.
And the MALT lymphoma is favored. In other words, there's a couple of small B lymphomas, but the MALT lymphoma was the most favored.
I see. Let's see. Small. Oh, yeah. Actually, I did find it.
Okay.
No, it just says small B-cell lymphoma, just like that.
Okay.
Small
B-cell lymphoma.
Yeah, and then it has abbreviation after it, but it's just in quotation. It says small cell B-cell lymphoma, which is basically the same thing, but it's small B-cell lymphoma, right?
Uh-huh.
Alrighty. And then just to confirm, you didn't already get an attorney to assist you, right?
Correct.
Alrighty. And I know these questions might be a little repetitive, so I apologize in advance. Has anyone sent you, I recall you asking this, but I got to re-ask it again. Has anyone sent you something for you to sign with your finger on your phone or electronically, or sent you a packet in the mail to your house to fill out and send back regarding the Roundup lawsuit? Alrighty.
Yeah, I haven't received either.
That is okay. Thank you for confirming that. And going to put down the month and year you were diagnosed. This is just an estimation, but you said November, right? Because that was like the month they removed it.
I saw him in either August or July,
August
but
or
they confirmed it in November of 2022 when he removed it.
Okay, so 11. Do you want me to put the 1st of November just to be safe, or do you remember the specific day?
Let's see if this report says that date.
Yeah.
No, November. Oh, it was collected on November 21st, 2022. And is that a Friday? Because that was the day of my surgery.
I can check that out for you if you would like. I could go back here. Bear with me. I can go to back in the calendar. Yeah, so 2022, we go to November 21st. Yeah, 21st. That was on a Wednesday. That was a Wednesday, actually. On December. I'm looking at December. I apologize. That is on a Monday. November 21st of 2022 is on a Monday.
Okay, so it was the Friday before because it was a week before Thanksgiving.
So November 18 is a week before on a Friday.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so November 18.
And then the following Thursday is Thanksgiving, right?
Let's see here. Yeah, the last Thursday of November is technically Thanksgiving. The 29th, no?
It would have been 24th that year.
24th of... Yeah, you're right, yeah. 24th. Yeah, the 24th on a Thursday, that's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so the surgery was on the 18th.
On the 8th, yep. You're actually correct, yeah. On the 18th, yep.
Mm-hmm. And then they collected the specimen on the 21st, which was that Monday.
That Monday, yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Finishing that week, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so I put November 18 of 2022. Let me put that right here, 18. All right, and then what age were you at the time of diagnosis?
I turned 70 tomorrow.
Happy early birthday.
So that was 2 years ago, last November. So 69, 67.
Okay. So between 50 to 79. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no worries. It's just an estimation between that. No worries.
Yeah.
And then so when now we're gonna move on to how many years do you think you used the Roundup? Did you spray it around your house? You know.
Oh yes.
Okay.
I've got a big garden.
That makes sense.
A big garden. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how many years did you say?
Flagstone garden.
Okay.
With flowers and, yeah.
Aw. Well, yeah, well, you like to take care of it. That makes sense.
Yes.
And then would have been maybe when you first bought that home when you first started? We need the first year you started and then the last, just an estimation, and then when you stopped as well. Just a
okay,
year.
Okay, just one moment.
Take
hey, Bill. They want to know when I first started using Roundup. We got the garden 2 years after we moved in.
Yes, when we started using it before that.
15 years ago. Oh, we used it at the other house too.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh. Woo.
Oh, plenty of exposure
a year,
there.
A year. He says, my husband says to tell you 15 years ago. Not 15 years. 15 years ago.
2010.
At this house. Yeah, 15 years ago here at this house.
Okay.
We've been here 18 and a half years, and it took us a few years to put in our garden.
Okay, so 15 years from now would be 2010. Was that so? 2010 was the year you guys first started using it.
Mm-hmm.
When you, okay, so 2010 was when you first started using it, and then mm-hmm. when was it when you stopped using the Roundup?
So when was it that I stopped using the Roundup, babe?
Okay, 2024. Okay, so around
mm-hmm.
like, that's around like 14 years.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But yeah, that's around, yeah, that's around 14 years. So you started in 2010 and
mm-hmm.
and then you stopped in 2024 and
mm-hmm.
then you were diagnosed in 2022. But yeah, you used
mm-hmm.
it over for around 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you this question because I wanted to ask that question before I asked this one so this question can make sense. Did you spray Roundup within 20 years of your initial diagnosis?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course, right? Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
For the years you told me that makes sense. So I just
yeah.
wanted to ask you that before. And then,
okay.
for example, this question as well, you basically answered it already, but have you or a loved one sprayed Roundup for a minimum of 2 years?
Oh, yes.
Of course. And then how many years have you sprayed Roundup? So that was around like 14 years?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then this is not consecutively, but all between those 14 years, have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Consecutively? No.
No, not consecutively.
In the year?
Yeah, between all
yeah.
those four. Yeah, of course, right? That's that's a lot of years. No worries. And then this question is going to be a little hard to answer here, but just to the best of your knowledge, how many hours of exposure did you have spraying Roundup in your whole lifetime? So those 14 years, each year, how many hours do you think you were out there, like, each year? I know this is kind of a tough question. Like, would you use it seasonally? You know, once a month, once a week, like how much were you using?
About 3/4 of the year. About how many hours, babe, in the 15 years did I spray Roundup?
Six or 7 hours every month.
Every month? That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So like six? All right. So what we're going to do here, we're going to multiply six times 12, because you said six hours every month, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to multiply six times
but,
12
but
months.
But I would say 10 months out of the year.
Oh, okay. No, thank you for pointing that out. So that's
yes.
six times 10, so because it's 10
yes.
months out of that year. So
but
that would be like...
In February, we're not going to be spraying. But
that
December,
makes sense.
It's warm enough mm-hmm. Here in Katy next to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
It is warm enough.
Okay, that makes sense. So we multiply.
I don't know where you're calling from.
Oh, California is where I'm calling from.
California. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little different over here. No. Yeah, I get you. And then, so I multiply 6 hours because that's how much a month you did it, and then I multiplied it by 10. That gives me 60. So if I multiply
mm-hmm.
60 hours times 14 years.
14. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Exactly. That would give me 640 hours lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that sounds
right.
about right.
Alrighty. And then how long did you spray Roundup before your diagnosis? Okay, I'm sorry, we were going to skip this. Okay, I'm going to put down the year that you started spraying it, okay? We got that.
Okay.
2010.
Yeah, 2010.
We'll put that here. Alrighty. And then how were you exposed to Roundup? Was that directly by you spraying it?
Well, you know, when I spray, sometimes it's windy.
No, of course, of course. But you were the one spraying it, correct?
Correct.
You yourself? Okay. So that was that was directly then. So you were exposed directly. And then how was your exposure? Was it agricultural, residential?
Residential.
Okay. Residential. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then how
I'm
do you have
a full-blown Texan.
There you go. And then have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, basically more than the diagnosis you received? Have you had more than one?
No. That's
thank
it.
God. No, yep, thank God.
Mm-hmm,
I remember you telling me that. And then who is filing this claim? It would be, of course, for yourself.
Correct.
All righty. And then this is just a referral question. Do you know any colleagues?
And, you know, legally, my name is Deborah. You know, I go by Debbie.
Oh, okay.
My name is Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, like the Bible.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm gonna be asking for your first name in a bit too. Yeah, first name and last name. So yeah, thank you so much for letting me know beforehand. And like I was saying, just a referral question. Do you know any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home who sprayed the Roundup as well?
Well, my husband.
Your husband. Okay. And then has he ever been diagnosed with anything?
No.
Thank God. Okay.
Yeah.
So husband was spraying Roundup as well.
Have you ever been diagnosed with it? Well, he's got skin cancer.
Skin cancer, okay.
But that has nothing to do with the Roundup.
I see. How's he feeling now? Is he better?
Yes.
Thank
yes.
God, okay.
He's
had
all three types of skin cancer, but he stays on that.
Okay. Well, I'm glad he's doing better.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to ask you a series of 10, you know, around like 10 questions of yes or no's. Just if you were diagnosed with any of these illnesses, okay? HIV or AIDS?
Pardon me?
HIV or AIDS?
No.
No worries. Organ transplant?
No.
Alrighty. Autoimmune disease?
I have asthma.
Okay.
And I have bronchiectasis.
So that would be a yes. Okay. And then how about hepatitis B or hepatitis C?
And let me point out, I've got bronchiectasis, and I have never, ever smoked.
Oh, that's – okay. I see. That's
– yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. And then how about any hepatitis B or hepatitis C?
Nope.
No? Okay. How about any Epstein-Barr?
No.
Okay. Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Lupus?
No.
Diabetes mellitus?
What is that? Just diabetes?
Diabetes, yeah.
Yes. My last one was 6.9, and I do not take medicine.
Okay.
So I'm gonna put... I control it by diet.
By diet, okay. Mm-hmm. And then...
And I was diagnosed when I was 68.
68?
And I'm turning 70 tomorrow.
Yay. It was around like 2 years ago, I see, when you were diagnosed with diabetes. And then how about any cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the diagnosis? Okay. And then family history of cancer?
Oh, yes.
And then can you give me a few here?
My mother died of breast cancer. My father died of lung cancer, and then my 43-year-old daughter has had to have a double mastectomy, and she has breast cancer type 2.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
She's got little kids.
I see. I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm going to put that here. Okay, so I'm going to put lung cancer. Okay, so put that...
But both of them were raised on a farm, you know, in separate counties.
Uh-huh.
And in those days, they had those crop dusters coming down.
I see.
So there's a theory that a lot of farmer children have a lot of cancer because of those crop dusters. And they didn't know it would cause cancer later on.
That's so unfortunate. Those poor kids.
Yeah, a doctor told me that.
That's
and the city people that age, in their age, have a lot less cancer.
That's really interesting. Is that what the doctor told you?
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting. And then quick question for your first name. Did you say that was spelled D-E-B-O-R-A-H?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I got that spelled correctly. And then your last name, I have it spelled here, R-Y-A-N?
Correct.
Thank you. And then do you have a middle name I could put here for initial?
Jean, J-E-A-N. J-E-A-N.
So you said, was it June, like the month, J-U-N-E?
No, Jean.
Oh, Jean. I'm so sorry about
like
that.
Blue Jean. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like G, yeah. J-E-A-N. Got you. I'm not sure why I said G. I apologize. I apologize. And then I'll apologize for the
Jean.
Bless you.
Be, Jean could be G-E-N-E. That's probably what you were thinking. Yeah.
Yes, I was. And then I apologize in advance. We are required to ask here on the recorded line, can you confirm your gender for me? Apologize.
Female.
Thank you. And I knew that already, so I apologize. And then, yeah, but we're required to ask here.
Yes.
And then, are you married?
Yes.
There you go. So that's a yes, and that's a yes to married. And then, can you please provide me with your social security number? It could be the last four as well, okay? Doesn't have to be the full social. It's for the attorney.
Oh, the last four?
Yeah, just the last four.
Yeah, because I was getting ready to ask my husband, hey.
Hey, yeah, no.
The dentist wants it, and I don't know why they want it.
No, no, yeah.
I won't give it to them, you know?
No, of course. No, that's why I always, 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 when I speak to people on the phone, I never like to, like, just tell them the full, because, yeah, I would be.
Yeah.
You know, I would be the same thing as you.
Yeah.
I would be asking the same thing as you.
Mm-hmm. 0588.
Yeah, I got you. 0588.
88, yes.
Got you. And then what is your date of birth?
4/4/1955.
So I got 4/4/1955. My birthday is actually on April as well. So your birthday is tomorrow.
Oh.
My birthday is on the 13th. Yeah, mine is April 13th.
Oh, so you're not in Aries, are you?
No, I am in Aries. I think I'm in the borderline of that. Yeah.
We are good business people.
Exactly. That's why we're getting along so well on the phone.
Yes.
And then I apologize in advance. Your current age is 70 or you're turning 70 tomorrow?
Today? I'm 69.
Okay.
Tomorrow, I'm 70.
That's interesting then. So for current age, should I put 69 then? I mean,
sure.
Tomorrow you're going to be 70, but I'll put current right now, 69.
If you put a date on your interview, then
yeah,
it has to be,
of course,
legally,
69.
It would have to be 69.
Of course. Yes. And,
I've got a daughter that is, the daughter that's fighting the breast cancer. She's also a lawyer. So she's always talking in legal terms.
I like that. Hey, she's a lawyer. Congrats to her.
Yeah.
Your daughter, so congrats to you as well. You did a great job.
Yeah. Yes, I think you did.
Of course. Both of you. Congrats.
Yeah.
And then how did you first learn the connection between Roundup and your injuries? Well, the cancer diagnosis, when did you learn? Was it like through a TV ad, a Facebook ad?
Facebook.
Facebook? Okay.
Yeah, and then also because they said it was super, super rare, one in a million, and that it's so rare, they're putting me in a medical journal. So that being super rare and then Roundup, it connects. It just connects.
I see. Yeah, I know. I see what you're saying. And then what would have been an estimation the year that you found that Facebook ad? Would that have been like a year after or a couple months after you were diagnosed?
I think last year. I think that was last year.
2024?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. And then do you want me to put 1/1/2024 to recall the exact month?
No, I don't recall the exact month at all.
I figured that's okay. I'll put 1/1 as a placeholder here for the attorneys, okay? 1/1/2024. And then what is your height and weight? So we're first going to start off with your height, feet and inches.
Okay. So it would be 5'7".
5'7".
And then 195.
195, okay. All righty. And then the phone we're speaking on, is it a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Smartphone. And then your primary contact email, I believe I have it here on file. Bear with me. Is it D-E-B-B-I-E-J-R-1-1? yan@gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay, so let me put that here for you. And then the primary phone number we're speaking on, is it the one we're speaking on right now, 832-725-1023?
Correct.
All right, let me put that right here. And then is this a mobile phone number?
Correct.
All right.
It's an iPhone.
It's an iPhone, okay. And then what is your spouse's name?
William J. Ryan Jr.
Okay, so William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, J, and then Ryan, mm-hmm. and then Junior.
Correct.
Okay, and then what would be his phone number?
713-822-1298. Mm-hmm. That's nice. Also a cell phone. It's a Apple.
Okay, thank you so much. And then how many times, I know we talked about hours, but now it's just saying how many times per month / year did you use Roundup? So it could be either month or year. How many times, we'll start off by month. How many times per month would you use it?
2 to 3.
2 to 3?
Starting in March through December, 2 to 3.
Okay, so what I'm going to do here, I'll multiply 3 days times 10, so that would be like 30 for a year, right? Like 30 times a year.
Wouldn't you say it's about three days a month, babe? Using Roundup. Yeah.
3 days, yeah. That's around 30 times a month. I mean, a year. Sorry about that. 30
yeah.
times
he keeps
a
me
year.
Honest.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And then we already talked about this. Let me fill this out for you. It's asking, when did you start spraying? That was in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you first started. 2010. Alrighty. And then
we use two uh-huh. different kinds. We use the, I think it's 12 months. And then also we use the one that lasts 3 months.
I get you. Was it like the premix already, though? Or is it
yes.
concentrated?
Yes.
Okay, premix.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. And then did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup, like any gardening gloves or anything like that?
Yes.
Oh, you did? Okay,
we wore jeans, long sleeve shirts, and gloves.
Jeans, long sleeve.
Sleeve shirt.
Shirts.
And, of course, a hat.
And
we had a hat.
Oh, and a hat as well. Let me put that as
yeah.
well. Hat and garden.
You know,
because
we're protecting ourselves from the chemicals, we're also protecting ourselves from the sun.
Exactly. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be protective. And then, so I got mm-hmm. jeans, long sleeve shirt, hat, and garden gloves.
Correct.
Alrighty. And then where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied? So I recall it was a residential area, correct?
It's in my backyard and in my front yard. In my backyard, I have a stone paver patio and a sidewalk. It's kind of a sidewalk. And there's a fountain in the middle.
Uh-huh.
It's really quite elegant. I designed it.
Sounds like it. It sounds like
and
it.
It's like a New Orleans courtyard look. And it's got a retainer fountain in the middle. So we're spraying the stone pavers, and we're also spraying the along the fence. Because I have garden on three sides, and then I've got stone pavers on the side of the house, and we built ourselves. We built
okay.
one side ourselves, and so I'm spraying in between the cracks of the stone pavers, then up front in the driveway and the sidewalk.
Okay, I put all that down here that you mentioned to me, what state did you use the product in?
Texas,
okay. It'll be Texas. Yeehaw. And then how were you first exposed to Roundup? It was, of course, by you directly spraying the Roundup, correct?
Correct.
Directly spraying Roundup. All right. And then did you personally spray the Roundup? That would be a yes, of course.
Yes.
How often were you present during the application of the Roundup? It would be, of course, all the time, since you were the one spraying
mm-hmm.
it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? But that is easy to answer, because if we multiply 30 times
mm-hmm.
14, because that's how many years you used it, that would give us how many
mm-hmm.
times in your lifetime. Let me see here. So 30 times 14 would equal, and it's going to be a huge amount, like 420.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. 420. And then did you get your water from a well at the time of you using the Roundup? Or you used
the water that we drink or the water we use on the garden?
I'm not sure. I believe it's what you use in the garden. It's just asking, do you get your water? City, right? Yeah.
It's city water. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. And then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
No? Okay, no worries. Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
Benzene?
Yes, it's a B.
Have I ever been exposed to benzene,
babe?
No.
Yeah, no, you're good. If you don't know what that is, I believe, you're good. Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
Alrighty. And then we already talked about this. You said it was pre-mixed, but it's asking what type of Roundup was used. We said it was pre-mixed.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. And then I recall you saying what place you bought it from, but I'm going to re-ask it. When and where was the Roundup purchased? Did you say it was like a Home Depot?
Home Depot.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that. Home Depot. Is that the only spot you recall buying it? Or did you go like to a Walmart too, or like a Lowe's?
So.
Nothing.
Baby,
like that?
Did we buy Roundup at Lowe's or Walmart or any place else, or was it always Home Depot? Yeah, mostly Home Depot, but,
okay.
You know, maybe occasionally if we ran out.
Okay.
He said maybe Walmart.
Okay, I'll put Home Depot.
Or Lowe's.
So Home Depot.
Yeah, because we shop at all three.
Okay, that makes sense. I do too. So Home Depot, Lowe's, and Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart. All right.
But I would say 90% of it came from Home Depot.
Okay, I'll put mostly Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, and then do you have, I recall asking this earlier, and I know it wouldn't affect your case, but I'm just going to ask it. Do you have receipts of the Roundup purchases?
No.
That is okay.
Bill, don't we have... some accounting on the Home Depot account showing that we bought Roundup. Yeah, it's just a little bit on there, but.
I can put that on the additional notes for you guys. I can put down that on your banking statements, right? Is that what you're trying to say? Your banking statements?
No, the Home Depot, if he sent the receipt to himself.
Oh,
but most of the time,
okay.
He didn't do that. We bought it online.
I get you.
So that's what I'm saying. Online, we can show that we bought it. I don't know how far back they keep the records, but
that's okay.
Sometimes we would stop by and pick it up and pay with our credit card.
Okay. So what I'm going to put here in the additional notes, I'm going to put down may have some online Home Depot receipts, okay?
Yes.
But I put down no I put no for the receipts, but on the additional notes at the bottom for the attorneys, I put down may have some online Home Depot receipts, okay? Thank you for pointing that out. And then do you have any Roundup in your possession, like any like empty bottles or anything like that?
No.
Alrighty, thank God. So I'm going to put no. And then have you ever smoked?
No.
Alrighty. And then, I recall you telling me no as well earlier in the call. And then, are you currently employed?
No, I'm retired.
Alrighty. Congrats. So that would be a no. Mm-hmm. And then, have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your conditions?
No.
No? Okay. And then, have you ever been in the military?
No.
Alrighty. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Alrighty. Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Alrighty. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then it's asking, has your bankruptcy been discharged? Yes or no?
I don't know. That was like 35 years ago.
Okay.
Maybe 36 years ago.
36. So it's just asking, yeah. Has it been discharged? Do you believe it's been discharged for that many years ago?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. No worries. So it's a yes. And then it's, no worries. And then it's asking, if yes, when was your bankruptcy discharged? Do you remember the year? I know this is a while ago, but.
And what does that mean? When it's finalized in the court system?
I believe so, yeah. When everything's settled and everything's, like, it's just been.
That would be, I would say, 36, 37 years ago.
36? Let me do the math for you, okay? So we're in 2025. How many years back would you say? 30, you said like 35?
I would say 37 years ago, yeah. Because I met my husband 35 years, and I had divorced my first husband, who was the cause of the bankruptcy.
I see. So that would have been like around 1990, right?
1989
is what comes up with me.
Okay.
1989 is 36 years from now.
That's good.
But I just try to say 1990 to be safe. But yeah, 1989 is exactly what comes up for mine. So 1989.
Yeah, I met my husband in 1990.
Okay. Well, that's the best way to remember that.
Yeah.
And then, and what court was your bankruptcy in? Do you remember the court?
Harris.
Harris Court in Texas?
Harris County Court. Mm-hmm.
Put that here. Court. If you have, please furnish full details regarding such claims. Is there any details that you would like me to put down here? Bankruptcy, it's asking if you have, please furnish full details regarding such claims. Do you want me to put "will provide to attorneys" in case they ever ask for that?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Because I don't really know what to say.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're fine. We'll provide two attorneys if needed. All righty. And then have you, other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, et cetera, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Oh, thank God. And then, all righty. And then can I get your home address?
5107 Peabody, Peabody, Hill Lane. Katie, Katie.
Gotcha.
Texas. 77494.
Exactly. Thank you so much for doing that for me. Everything came up exactly how you said. So is this a house or is there like an apartment letter, a unit number, or anything like that?
No, it's a house.
All right.
It's a house, residential. Mm-hmm.
All righty. And then I recall you saying you didn't receive treatment, but I just want to double check. What type of treatment did you receive for the diagnosis?
Just surgery.
Just surgery. Okay, that is one of the ones that show up here. Alrighty.
Yes.
Alrighty. And then moving down here, do you know those medical records exist for
the
diagnosis?
Yes, I got it in my possession.
And you have it in your possession as well. Well, thank you so much for letting me know. And then, do you recall the diagnosing doctor?
Yes. Let me see. Let me pull this up. I think it was Michael Yin. Let's see. I have to go back in because I want to make sure I'm telling you correctly.
Yeah, take your time. We're actually almost done here. Yeah, take your time.
You know, I worked for engineers for so many, 20-something years, and, you know, everything has to be exact.
I like that. No, I like that about you. That is exactly how I am.
So 2020, I'm looking for 2022. Okay. So the pathology, Michael Yin.
Yin,
so
how do you spell
Y-E-N.
Oh, okay. in Texas,
and he
right?
worked for Baylor. Yes, Baylor Medicine.
I found him here.
Oh, yeah, and see here it lists the scant B cell population, T cell population. It's got all this.
Is he located in Jamel? Oh, that's Jamel Specialty Care Center. Is his address is that comes up? But no, I found it.
Yes.
Oh, it is that one too. Yeah. So Michael T.
Yes.
Yin, I found him.
Yes.
Got his address right here as well. 1977 Butler Boulevard, second floor.
Mm-hmm.
Got that.
It even says they put it in a small cassette. The specimen.
Yeah. Alrighty. And then I got the phone number here as well. Mm-hmm. And then how has your diagnosis...
Oh, and it was the left eye.
The left eye? Okay.
Yeah.
And then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Did it affect your immune?
I couldn't see because from January to November, my eye was milking and it was running and I couldn't see. And after he removed it, of course it hurt for a little bit, but maybe about 2 weeks. And then after that, I could see.
Okay.
And then, I could see clearly.
Okay. So could it,
before that, I was having to use bacterial. They alternated between bacterial and viral eye drops. And I had to do that. What was it, babe? Wasn't it like 4 or 5 times a day?
Yeah,
it was a lot. Every day since January.
Okay, I see. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
So I put down couldn't really see from her left eye, but is there anything else you would like me to put down here that affected your life, impacted your life?
No, not besides having to use all that medicine in my eye and going to see all the doctors and stuff like that. But other than that, that's it.
And having to visit the hospital.
The different doctors.
Okay, having to visit different doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Because I started off as an optometrist.
Okay.
And then they could say I had poor hand hygiene, and I told them I did not have poor hand hygiene.
I see.
And so in June, I said, I need an ophthalmologist. I need an ophthalmologist. So then I got, that was in May. I said, I need an ophthalmologist. And then in June, I saw her and she took one look and she goes, I'm going to refer you to Dr. Yan.
And then I got
to see him either in July or August of 2022. I really don't remember when. I think it was late July and of 2022. And then he scheduled me out thinking I had, and he only operated on Fridays.
Okay.
And he thought it was stones because you get stones in your tear duct. And I didn't know that. And so that's what he thought it was. And so then he put it out till November.
November. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So what would have been the date treated, would you have said? Was that from Michael T. Yin as well, or is he just a diagnosing doctor? He's never treated you.
Oh, he was the diagnosing doctor, and he was the one that did the surgery.
Oh, okay, so he treated you as well.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Bear with me here.
He told me I was special.
Oh. I see. Quick question. When would that have been the surgery day? Because it's asking for the date treated. That would be the surgery. When would that have been? Would that have been like that same, like the week after?
November 18th, yes.
The same, okay. That would be, bear with me.
November 18th, 2022.
Same time you were diagnosed, so 11,
mm-hmm.
18, 2022.
And then they did a PET scan right after that, right after they diagnosed it was cancerous.
Pathology. It's asking oncology practice name. His pops up as he's an MD professor. Yeah, it's a OPHTHA pathology. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
I couldn't really. Ophthalmologist. I got that. Alrighty, got that. Yeah, so next question here, basically the last question. We request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Sure, that would be my husband.
Okay. And I recall you giving me his name and his phone number as well, so I could put that down here for you, okay? But before I do, it's asking here, do they have permission to contact him if it ever comes to that?
No, say that again.
It's asking here permission to contact. So do they have permission to contact him in case they... Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
So husband, and then let me go up here because that's where I have your spouse's information. William J. Ryan Jr. Scroll down. Got his phone number over here. And then I'm going to repeat his phone number in a bit, okay? I'm just copying and pasting.
Okay.
Alrighty. So I put 713-822-1298. And that is
correct.
Thank you. And that is husband. Alrighty. All right. And then it looks like the law firm who's going to be representing you is going to be A4D Pawlowski, and they're located in New York. But let me double make sure if that is the law firm. Bear with me. Because we work with two law firms, Dovell and A4D Pawlowski. But I believe it is going to be A4D Pawlowski. Yeah.
And do I need to write this down?
Oh, no. I was actually going to let you know. I'm going to be texting you on my direct number because I'm speaking off a dialer right now. If you were to call back on this number, it would go right to our admin office, and she would just transfer you to me. But I would rather give you my direct number so the call can go directly to me. So hold. Give me a second. Going to make sure everything is filled out.
Okay. Let me get it.
Yeah. If you... I'm going to text you in a bit, too, but yeah, you can write it down as well. Everything looks good. Okay.
Okay, and your name is?
My name is Lupe. It's spelled L-U-P-E.
Okay.
And then if you would like, you could write down the law firm information as well, but I'm going to text it to you.
Okay.
Would you like it?
Yes.
Okay, so the name of the law firm is Pawlowski. It's called P as in Paul. U as in umbrella, L as in Leo, A as in Alaska, S as in sky, K as in Katie, and then I as in ice.
Okay.
Pawlowski.
Good Polish
and then the
name.
And then the phone number. It's a transfer number, but I'm gonna be after our quality assurance teams reviews the documents that you're going to sign and initial and the recorded line, they're going to make me transfer you to them. But their phone number is 1-866.
Okay.
271.
Okay.
7275.
Okay.
Alrighty. And then I got to read you a closing script before sending you these documents. All right, Deborah, before we wrap up, I want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they are working on your claim, the law firm Pawlowski will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim, and I will be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes QA, but I think it's going to be by tomorrow because I'm not sure they're going to get through this call at that time, but I'll text you as well. You're going to have my direct number, basically to transfer you to the law firm directly and introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, this isn't a class action. This is a mass lawsuit. These extra steps are standard practice, and they want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. Can you confirm you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then do you have any questions before I submit your information? It's going to basically send you a document, basically a DocuSign. It's going to be a link you click, and it takes you to the documents.
Okay.
All righty. Going to click the submit button now.
And then also, can I put in that it's better to call me next Tuesday because starting tomorrow, we're moving my daughter.
Okay, no, that makes sense. You're going to be busy.
We're packing her. And then the movers are coming on Monday, and so Tuesday on would be much better.
Okay, I'm going to make a note of that, okay? I just wrote that right here on my piece of paper, but I'm going to make a note of that.
Okay.
So I just want to confirm with you, did you receive the text message with Guadalupe at masstortstrategies.com? It should have came as a text and an email as well with the one you provided.
Tort Strategies?
Guadalupe.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. So that's a link you click. And it guides you through it, through the documents. So I'm going to be texting you right now with my direct number, okay? Bear with me.
So in there, like when there's a hyperlink. And
yeah,
should,
it's a link.
Should it say,
yeah, you click on that link. Yeah, exactly. Guadalupe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
my
phone name is Guadalupe, but I just like to go by Lupe. It's a little shorter, so I apologize.
Oh.
Alrighty. It kind of reminds you of the situation with you, with the Debbie, with your email.
Yes.
Alrighty, so Deborah Ryan, I'm going to text you right here. And I'm going to be texting you the law firm information as well. I know you wrote it down, but I'm still going to text it to you, okay?
Okay, then.
Ready.
Okay, now I see I printed this document out.
Mm-hmm. You'll receive a copy when you... When you sign it, it's electronically. So once you'll know when you finish, because once you sign in initial, it'll give you a finished little box that you click, and it'll send over. And then you receive a copy as well what you signed.
Okay.
Alrighty. So round up lawsuit.
Sign here. So I click on that. Mm-hmm. Do I have to sign Deborah or can I sign Debbie?
I believe it has to be your legal name for Deborah for now. Yeah, and then be careful with your initials as well, because there's some that need your initials, so don't be careful to not get confused with your initials and signature, okay?
Okay.
Ready. Rudy Pulowski, 1-866-271-7275. I just texted you my direct number. It's a 949 area code.
Oh, okay.
Ready.
Oh, Guadalupe. Okay.
Yeah. Guadalupe.
Well, we say Guadalupe.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's probably what threw you off, too, because I heard you say, I thought it was Lupe.
Yeah. Guadalupe. Yeah,
because I was raised
partly in San Antonio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very Catholic.
Very Catholic.
Excuse me.
Oh, you bless you. You're good. Oh, you're okay. Catholic. So you have the Virgin Mary. That's her name. Yeah, Guadalupe.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's actually a backstory in regards to that with my name. My mom actually named me because of her, is what she tells me, because my mom's religious and Catholic.
Yeah.
So she told me I was going to be born a little not well. So she prayed for the Virgin Mary, and she said if I came out well, she was going to name me after her. So that's kind of like what went about with my name. Yeah.
special.
Yeah, a little. Yeah. But I would always get bullied a lot in high school when I was in school.
Yes.
That would be one thing about that.
Okay, so this is, this one's draw your initials.
Mm-hmm.
They are. An initial, and then the next one is initial. Oh, I thought the other one was an initial. Oh, I see. It does it for both of them.
Yeah, yeah. As soon as you do one,
okay,
you can just tap, and I think it registers from the other one, so you don't have to redo it with your thumb. You just tap, I think.
Oh, that's what it's doing. See, required initial here, I just tap. And sign here, I just tap. And sign here, I tap. And initial here. And then required radio group. Required, I have access to my healthcare provider portal, yes. Okay, and then signature, and then 4-3. See, we were correct in putting my age at 69.
Yes, yes, you were right.
Wouldn't want to lead you astray.
Thank you so much for that.
Okay, so then it says continue, and it says I'm done signing.
There you go. So it should, if it says that, let's see here. If it says, yeah, it says completed on my end. So let me check out your signatures and initials to make sure it was correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So your initials are right here. Yeah. So that one is good. Let me check the second one. Yeah, and yep, signature, and then the date is correct. It's today's date. Then your birthday we got for tomorrow, so happy early birthday once again. April 4th. You're welcome. April 4th of 1955. So, yeah, we got that correct. So, yeah, everything is great. So, like I said, our quality assurance team is going to review the call and the documents you signed and the intake form that I submitted, everything you you answered from the intake just to make sure nothing is wrong from my end.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and if not, I'm going to make that note that you said about next Tuesday because I know you're going to be busy. So I'll make sure to make a note of that, okay?
Okay.
All righty, Deborah.
Okay, so, and now it says new plans. The agreement has been signed successfully, and then down here it says view plans. Do I print it or?
So, no, you're good. It's already set. I'm not sure. I've never been asked that.
What
that
is.
I believe you should have received the copy, though. As soon as you think, I think when you tap on it, you could see your signatures.
Yes. As I went through it, but then when I submitted it, then I don't see it anymore.
That's odd.
Will this document be saved to my DocuSign account?
Of course, and it's that same email, right, that you use for your DocuSign?
Oh, I see. Okay, then. So I can always pull it up from that email?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because I sent it to the email.
How would I know how to get back?
No, exactly. That's a great question. I sent it through email and phone as well, so I believe that email should have that copy.
Okay.
Great. And if not, just give me another call back or a text, okay, with this direct number, okay, with the 949?
Okay, then.
All righty, Deborah. You have a beautiful day, okay? Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.